Our budget is about $60,000 for the pantry. And since we only, our mobile food pantry is a limited program, we only make one run a month out. I believe our budget is between, is about $12,000 for the mobile food pantry.
Okay. Do you see a lot of volunteers who come and help you out during these times whenever more of the people come in?
We do have a very great number of volunteers. We have volunteers who will go on the mobile food pantry runs, volunteers who will come in and help pack for the mobile food pantry runs. We have volunteers who will work in the pantry itself. We're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so we have to we have a morning shift and an afternoon shift. We have volunteers who will come and help work in the warehouse. For example, like when we get food, sometimes when we get food from the food banks, it comes in large quantities. We have to break it down into like packages, or let's say it's a large flat, and we just have to put it on the shelves. We have to put it in the bags. We have some free choice. We have some items that are not free choice. They're the items that are the staples that we have every or almost every time that people come. And so we would pack a bag with the staples that we have, or we have more of something than we have anything else. And we have the free choice, which means we need, in a way, a little more volunteers than we had in the past, because when people have an option to choose, it takes time.
Okay, so if someone did want to come donate or volunteer, what would they need to stop by?
Our office is open Monday through Friday. Our food pantry is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but the office itself is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4:30 with an hour break for lunch, 11:30 to 12:30. So if somebody wants to donate something or come and talk to Sister Sandra, who is the pantry coordinator, those are the times when they would be able to come and talk about that and volunteer.
That is wonderful. I do hope that people do come in and donate more. I know the holidays are coming up, so it's going to get a lot more hectic. I'm assuming I actually did a lot of volunteering when I was a kid at the food banks, so just from personal experience, the holidays were crazy. Is there anything else you feel you might want to add?
I would just ask, you know, people to be mindful of people who don't have food. And particularly at the holidays, you're saying a lot of people come, a lot of people donate. But what we find is once the holidays are over, or particularly in the summers, the summertime, our shelves get very low because the people, they're on vacations, the groups that normally would give us some food or give us money to purchase food, that we can, you know, they're not there around, let's put it that way. They're also on vacation. They're busy doing other things in the summer with their families. Schools aren't in. So the summertime is really, it hits us really very hard. A lot of times also, giving food is great and wonderful, but don't forget about the monetary thing. We can take and we can go to the food bank, or we purchase food in bulk, which we can get a bigger bang for our buck because that we have that purchasing power. So that's another way of also donating besides just the items of food. And then also, I think in looking at that, many times when there's a food drive, people will say, oh, okay, this is on my shelf, this is on my shelf, this I'll take, let's do this. However, we need to pay attention to the Best Buy date, the expiration dates. The Best Buy and Use Buy, those are fine because those just talk about quality of food, but expiration means, you know, you can't use it. And we will not, if there's something that's suspect, we will not give that out to our clients.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. I hope that things do come to help you out throughout the fall and winter seasons, and hopefully next summer you get more people who come and donate, not just items, but monetary as well. So I hope that you had a wonderful time coming and talking to me today.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, that is wonderful. With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.